Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, January 17th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. China's economic growth fell to near historic lows last year, according to official data. The country's GDP expanded by 3%, a sharp slowdown from its 8.1% growth in 2021. The year 2020 aside, the latest numbers marked the worst year for economic growth in China since 1976. Separately, China's population has begun to shrink, dropping last year for the first time since the early 1960s, according to government data. The decline reflects a growing reluctance among young Chinese people to have children. It also revives the question of whether India now has the world's biggest population. Electric vehicles crossed a global milestone last year, accounting for 10% of all new cars sold. That's according to preliminary research from LMC Automotive and EVVolumes.com. While EVs still make up a modest fraction of car sales in the U.S., in Europe and China, their share of the total market is becoming substantial. Global sales of fully electric vehicles totaled around 7.8 million units, rising as much as 68% from the previous year, according to the research groups. Sources say activist investor Ryan Cohen has built a stake in Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba, valued at hundreds of millions of dollars. Cohen, who's known for helping ignite rallies in meme stocks such as GameStop, is privately pushing Alibaba to boost its share buyback program, according to the sources. Markets in Asia ended the day mostly lower, and European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures declined coming out of the long holiday weekend, and earnings season rolls on, with Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and United Airlines expected to report results today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.